This is why the mainstream media is struggling. This is the reason that millions and millions of people are flocking to this platform to listen to a doofus like me. Make no mistake about it, the mainstream media, they are great for my business. Next month, I'm going to send them a woke Christmas card thanking them for being so repulsive, so radical, that someone like me, who has zero experience in media, can outperform deacons at Woke United Methodist. The mainstream media, they portray themselves as having diversity of thought. They portray themselves as educated because they obtained a PhD in LGBT from Woke U. They sit in their multi-million dollar studios polishing the turd. Their production values, excellent, top of the line. Presentation always looks really nice. But as soon as they open their mouths, there is no disguising the pungent smell of their toxic mouth farts. Truth is, there is no diversity of thought in the mainstream media. Everyone is the same. Everyone gives the same robotic answers. If the topic is pro-life or pro-choice, we are pro-choice. If the topic is the NFL, this league is oppressive and guilty of mythical racism. If we're talking about our fearless leader, John Biden, this man is a great speaker. Bow down and worship your Lord and risen King. And if the topic is Harrison Butker, the media, they no longer are worried about diversity. When it comes to Harrison Butker, the preferred woke boner word is unity. U-N-I-T-Y. Because the media, they have united around the narrative that Harrison Butker is a misogynistic, anti-Semitic, he-man, woman-hater. If you haven't already, be sure to like and subscribe. You can follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84. And if you want to support the channel, link for channel memberships in the description below. Become a parishioner, become a deacon, and come join us on Discord where we have lively discussions on just about everything. Last week on the channel, we talked about the commencement speech that was delivered by Harrison Butker at Benedictine College. Now, normal people, we viewed this speech for what it was, a devout Catholic speaking at a college graduation at a Catholic school, discussing values that are prevalent in the Catholic faith. Parishioners of Woke United Methodist, though, utilizing the services of their woke cat, they viewed this speech as divisive, inflammatory, hateful. It was downright dangerous. Headline at NBC News. Students speak out after Harrison Butker's uncomfortable speech. Yeah, I bet it was uncomfortable for some people. There are a lot of people in this country, many of them working in the mainstream media, allergic to the truth. When you're allergic to the truth, I imagine it's uncomfortable when you're exposed to it. You experience rashes, shortness of breath, emotional trauma. The symptoms are similar to what patients experience when they are battling a case of stage 4 OMB. Orange man bad! Headline at CNN, backlash over Harrison Butker's speech has reached a new level. Reached a new level where? Where is the backlash? Where is the outrage? I don't see any outrage with normal people. The only outrage I see is the fake outrage throughout the mainstream media. Maybe Harrison Butker has a point when it comes to the happiness of some women. Not all women, but some women. You know when my wife is the happiest? You know when she's in the best mood? When she's not working. A couple of weeks ago, and this was before Harrison Butker gave his speech, a couple of weeks ago she said, I can't wait to pay this house off so I can quit working. That doesn't mean that she wants to sit around all day and do nothing. Maybe she'll get a part-time job. Maybe she'll start a side business as an interior decorator. She's really good at it. Maybe she will do whatever the hell she wants to do. What she really wants is to be stress-free, and the root of her stress is her job. Me, on the other hand, I'm at my best when I'm working. I can't be sitting around all day with my thumb in my ass. So maybe, just maybe, Harrison Butker had a point. Maybe some women are unhappy because they are spending more time at their stressful jobs than they are with their families. The level of happiness amongst women it is at its lowest point in 5, maybe even 6 decades. Whether you agree with Harrison Butker or not, it's at least a topic that's worthy of a discussion, right? Not according to the mainstream media. No! This topic should not be discussed. It should be buried, forgotten about. And Harrison Butker, he should be discredited and demonized for having the audacity to bring it up. How many of you guys have ever heard of Trini Casey? Well, Casey, is that your sister? Are y'all related? Most definitely not. I can promise you, if we were related, she would not be invited to family dinners. My dad flies the American flag in the front yard. He doesn't fly the rainbow flag. Trini Casey is a dedicated cadet in the woke army. She has been working in the mainstream media for over 20 years, meaning it is entirely possible that at this point, Trini Casey, she has been 100% indoctrinated. 5 years ago, she was covering the Army-Navy game. Now, even though both teams usually suck, the Army-Navy game is one of the biggest events of the season in college football. It's tradition. The game itself is usually boring, but millions of people tune in anyway to watch members of our military compete. 2019. Trini Casey, she's covering the game. She noticed a group of cadets in the crowd. Being a cadet herself in the woke army, maybe Trini Casey thought she had something in common with this group of cadets in the crowd at the football game. As she's watching the group of cadets, she noticed something very concerning. According to Trini Casey, these cadets were giving the universal symbol for white power. Oh, it was so painful. As someone suffering through the trauma of white privilege, I was deeply affected. Just the sight of this symbol brought back a lifetime of memories of my inherent white privilege. Trini Casey called her superiors in the woke army. She notified the authorities and demanded that these cadets be expelled from school. But as it turns out, they were not giving the universal symbol of white power. This group of cadets, they were playing the circle game. You know the circle game where you do that or whatever below your waist, and if your dumbass friend looks at it, you punch him in the arm? My family very familiar with that game because I still play it. They hate it, but with me having the mentality of a third grader, I still enjoy playing it. But that's just one example of the woke indoctrination of Trini Casey. Over the weekend, we were given another example. This past weekend, Trini Casey, she addressed the Harrison Butker speech. Well, Casey, why in the hell is she addressing this? Doesn't she work at NBC Boston? Yeah, that was my first question. I thought NBC Boston was supposed to cover, Boston sports? It's not like there's nothing to talk about right now. Friday night, the Bruins were eliminated from the NHL playoffs. Celtics are in the Eastern Conference Finals. If she's looking to sedate the dozens of people watching her, she could talk about the Boston Red Sox. Patriots are expected to be another huge embarrassing failure this season. Rookie minicamp has started in the NFL. The point is, there's plenty to talk about with sports in Boston. Yet, for some reason, Trini Casey thought it was necessary to provide her unwanted opinion on Harrison Butker. An opinion that no one asked for. An opinion that strangely emulates the narrative of just about everyone else in the mainstream media. Watch for yourself.
There is a big difference between an opinion and dehumanizing hateful speech. We all deal with differences in opinion on a daily basis. One of our producers here, she hates donuts. Many of us disagree with her. DJ Bean, he doesn't really like Taylor Swift. I'm going to go to another country to see one of her shows. Different strokes for different folks. But on even more controversial and serious topics, I can withstand an opinion that does not align with my own beliefs. Had Harrison Butker simply expressed his strong beliefs in the church's pro-life movement, his opposition to assisted suicide, even to IVF and surrogacy, there would have obviously been backlash, but I wouldn't have said a peep here because Butker is entitled to think differently. He's allowed to align his views with the Catholic Church on sensitive topics. Those are his opinions. But that is not what he did. Instead, the 28-year-old Chiefs kicker spent 20 minutes espousing the greatest hits of bigotry, anti-Semitism, misogyny, homophobia, anti-diversity. We live in a country where since the Hamas attack on Israel, anti-Semitic incidents are up 400%.
Where do I even begin with this stupidity? Was it just me, or did Trini Casey compare having a difference of opinion when it comes to feminism to having a difference of opinion with donuts and Taylor Swiffer? What the hell are you talking about? Hey, KC, it's me, Trini. My point was, I have friends who don't like donuts, and we're still friends. We're still besties. Huh? Let me get this straight. Trini Casey is claiming that because she can be friends with someone who doesn't like donuts, that means she can tolerate people who don't share her personal beliefs? If that's the case, why is she demonizing Harrison Butker over his? Someone please make it make sense. Well, KC, she can't tolerate Harrison Butker because he's anti-Semitic. Oh. I get it now. Now the media is worried about anti-Semitism. Now the media is worried about the rising tension against Jewish people. Strange. Correct me if I'm wrong here. I don't watch NBC Boston. Before this weekend, I had never heard of Trini Casey. I could not find a single example of Trini Casey condemning the protest on college campuses. Well, Casey, what does that have to do with sports in Boston? What does Harrison Butker have to do with sports in Boston? He plays for a team halfway across the country. They are trying to claim that Harrison Butker is anti-Semitic because during his speech, he said that Jewish people were responsible for the death of Jesus. Now, it should come as no surprise that people in the media have clearly never read the Bible. I would suggest they read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Or, if they prefer the visual effect, they can watch the movie Passion of the Christ. Again, this is one of the reasons the mainstream media is struggling. There is no difference of opinion. There is no diversity of thought. If you're working in the media, there's only one opinion allowed. And I can tell you that with certainty because I've had several people reach out to me who used to work in the media confirm it. There are people calling for Harrison Butker to lose his job. They want him kicked out of the NFL because he had the audacity to explain his Catholic beliefs at a Catholic college. Now, obviously, that is not going to happen. He might not have the support of Roger Goodell in the NFL front office, but he damn sure has the support of Gracie Hunt, the daughter of the family who owns the Chiefs. But anyway, give me your thoughts on this. Trini Casey, she repeats the same tired narrative that we have seen throughout the mainstream media. Is this one of the reasons that the mainstream media is struggling? Do you think Harrison Butker will be kicked out of the NFL for this? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys later.